Parshas Chukas. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'yel Aharon lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, this is the parsha of the Pora Aduma, which was used when somebody became tamei lomeis, he became tamei to a dead body. In order to purify himself, he had to have the ashes of the Pora Aduma mixed with spring water sprinkled upon him. And this was the way he purified himself from the tumah of tumas meis. And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach, and Rashi in Parshas Nosai, Perikei, Posuk Beis, quotes this Gemara in Gittin, that Ches Parshiris Nemru Ba'oise Yoim B'yoim Shehukam HaMishkon. 8 Parshiris were said on that day, the day that the Mishkan was erected, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one of those 8 Parshiris was this Parsha, the Parsha of Pora Aduma. As Rashi tells us in Parshas Nosai, Perik Zayin, Posuk Aleph, B'sheni, on the second day of Nisan, Nisrifa HaPora, the Pora Aduma was burnt for the first time. Which means this parasha was related to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and on the next day is when they burnt the Pora Aduma, because it was not possible to prepare the Pora Aduma prior to the erection of the Mishkan, because we will see further in Pasuk Dalet, one of the steps to prepare the Pora Aduma was to sprinkle its blood towards the entrance of the Oil Moed. So if there was not an Oil Moed in existence yet, one cannot prepare and make the Pora Aduma. That is why Rashi tells us, B'sheni Nisrifa HaPara, the day after the erection of the Mishkan, the day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the second day of Nisan, that is when the Para was burnt for the first time. The Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach tells us that when the Yidden came to Mara, they received certain mitzvahs. As the Pasuk says, Shom Somloi Chayku Mishpat V'Sham Niso. And the Gemara learns out from the word Chayk that Klal Yisrael received the Parsha of Para Aduma in Mara. So how can we say over here that the parasha of Pora Aduma was said for the first time on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if we see in Parashas B'Shalach that the Yidden already heard about the Pora Aduma in Mara, which was before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Ramban answers that really the tzivoy, the commandment to do the Pora Aduma, was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This that they received certain mitzvahs in Mara was only lahidiyam ulahargilam lemitzvahs, to let them know about the mitzvahs and to accustom them to the mitzvahs. As Rashi says, that they received in Mara mixas parshiyos sheyisasku bahem, some parshiyos in order to be busy with them, in order to accustom them to these mitzvahs. However, the main tzivoy was later on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Pasuk says, Zois chukas ha-Torah, this is the decree of the Torah. As Rashi explains, that the Satan and the Umas Ha'olam, the Satan and the Goyim, bother Klal Yisrael concerning this mitzvah, saying, what is the reason for this mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zois chukas ha-Torah, this is the decree of the Torah. You should do this mitzvah without any understanding. Gezerahi milifonai, ein lecha reshus laharach hareho. It is a decree before me. You should not think about it. Do not think what the reasons are and just do it. Zois chukas ha-Torah, this is the decree of the Torah, asher tziva Hashem lemor, that Hashem commanded, saying, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu lecho, and they should take to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Pora Aduma, a red cow. And Rashi is bothered why it says v'yikhu eilecho, they should take to you. If the pasuk starts off in pasuk aleph, that Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, so it should say v'yikhu aleichem, they should take to both of you. Why does it say eilecho in the singular? Rashi answers, because the Pora Aduma that Moshe made in the Midbar was needed for generations. Because in order to make any new Pora Aduma in future generations, they would have to mix some ash from Moshe's Pora Aduma, the original Pora that was made, into those Pora Adumas. That's why the Pasuk says, V'yikhu eilecho, let them take to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, a Pora, because your Pora will be needed always. The ashes of your Pora will be mixed into every single Pora in the future. So the Pasuk says, they should take to you Pora Aduma, a red cow, Tamima, complete in its redness, which means if it has 2 black hairs, it is pasul. Asher ein ba mum, it should not have a blemish, asher le'ola oleho oil, a yoke should have never been placed on it. Unisatem oiso, and both of you, Moshe and Aharon, should give over this Pora Aduma el Elazar HaKoyen to Elazar HaKoyen. Over here we see that this Pora Aduma was to be made by the Skan Koyen, the deputy of the Koyen Gadol, who was Elazar. However, Aharon was not the one to make this Pora Aduma. And the reason we will see later from our Moshe Adarshan is because, since the Pora Aduma was a kapara, an atonement for the Egel, and since Aharon was instrumental in making the Egel, we say, En kateger nasa seneger, the prosecutor should not now become the defender. Since Aharon was the one who was instrumental in making the Egel, he should not be the one now to bring the kapara, the atonement for the Egel. And that's why this Pora Aduma was done by Elazar. However, in the future, there is a machlokes how the Para Aduma is supposed to be made. According to one man, the Omar, it can only be made by the Kohen Gadol, and according to another man, the Omar, it can be either made by the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedjet. However, over here, this Para Aduma was only to be made by Elazar HaKohen, and that's why it says, Oysa El Elazar HaKohen. This Para was to be made by Elazar HaKohen, but not future Para Adumas. And the Pasuk says, V'hoitzi oiso el michus la-machane, Elazar will take the Para Aduma out of all three machanois outside the Machane Yisrael. Which would mean, when Klal Yisrael would enter Eretz Yisrael, they would take the Para Aduma outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Because within the walls of Yerushalayim was the Machane Yisrael. And over here it says that they took the Para Aduma outside all three machanois, which means outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And actually, the Para Aduma was brought on top of Har HaZeisim, which was the mountain that faced the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash to the east. The Shochet Oysa Lefonov and a non-Kohen would shecht this Para Aduma in front of Elazar HaKohen. V'lokach Elazar HaKohen midoma be'etzboi. And Elazar HaKohen would take from its blood with his finger. V'hiza, and he would sprinkle the blood el noichach pnei oil moed, facing the oil moed, facing the entrance of the oil moed, midoma from its blood. Sheva pa'omem, he would sprinkle it 7 times in that direction. And the reason why the Pasuk says midoma twice, Sifri explains, because if it would only say midoma once, I would think that he sticks his finger in the blood once and sprinkles 7 times. By the fact that it says midoma twice, it teaches us that for each hazah, for each time he sprinkles, he sticks his finger back into the blood, for a total of 7 times dipping his finger into the blood for each one of the 7 hazois. Yisaraf es ha-parah le'enov, and someone else will burn the parah before Elazar. Elazar will watch as somebody else burns the parah. As oira, its skins, ves besara, and its flesh, ves dama, and its blood, al pirsha, together with its waist, gisroif, he shall burn the whole parah. And Chizkuni is bothered that once it says besarav es ha-parah, that he burns the whole parah, why does it have to go into detail to say es oira, besara, and dama? He therefore explains that each one of these words is coming to include something else. Es oira, he will burn its skins, is coming to include sarah, that he will also burn the hair. Ves besara, its flesh, is coming to include atzomais, he will also burn the bones. And dama, the blood, is coming to include the karnayim and the tlofim, that the horns and the hooves of the animal were also burned together with the rest of the parah. The lokach ha-kohen, and then the kohen will take 8 erez, a branch of a cedar tree, the ezoiv, and a type of grass, ushni salas, and wool dyed red, the hishlich el toys srefas ha-parah, and he will throw it into the burning parah. And after the parah was shechted, and Elazar sprinkled the blood facing the entrance of the oil mayit, and the parah was burned, and these things were thrown inside the burning parah, then the kohen must be metar himself, because he became tamei through this procedure. The chibes begodav ha-kohen, and the kohen must be toivel his clothing in a mikvah, v'rochas besorei b'mayim, and he must toivel himself also in a mikvah, v'achar yovo el ha-machane, then he may come into the machane. As Rashi explains, then he may enter the machane shechino, because this toma that the kohen was tamei from only prohibited him from entering the machane shechino, and now that he became tar, he may enter the machane shechino again. The Tomei HaKohen Ara Orev, and this Kohen will be Tomei until the evening. And Rashi tells us that we must invert the wording in this Pasuk, because the Tomei HaKohen Ara Orev must be placed before the words V'achar Yovo El HaMachaneh. And the Pasuk is telling us that after the Kohen was Tovel his clothing, and he himself went into a mikvah, the Tomei HaKohen Ara Orev, he will still be Tomei until the evening, V'achar Yovo El HaMachaneh. And after it becomes evening, then he may enter the Machaneh. And not only was the Kohen who threw these items into the fire Tomei, but also the one who burnt the Parah Aduma is also Tomei. Vasarif Oysa, and the one who burnt the Parah Aduma, Yichabes Begodim Bamayim, Verochas Besorim Bamayim, he must be toiveled his clothing, and he himself must be getoiveled in a mikvah, V'Tomei Ara Orev, and he too will be Tomei until the evening. V'Osaf Ishtar Eis Efer HaParah, and a Ishtar, a pure person, will gather the ashes of the Parah Aduma, V'Hiniach, and place it Michus LaMachaneh, outside the camp in Mokim Tar, in a pure place, and it shall be for the assembly of the Bnei Yisrael as a safekeeping, lemei nida, for water that is sprinkled, chatasi, it is a purification for the tuma of tumas meis. And Rashi tells us a second pshat in chatasi, that just like a carbon chatos is also bahano, one may not benefit from the carbon chatos, so too the ashes of the Parah Aduma are only allowed to be used for this purpose, to purify somebody from the tumah of tumas meis. but he may not have any other benefit or any other pleasure from the ashes of this para aduma. And Rashi tells us that there were three areas where the ashes were placed. The first place was outside the Azara, and these ashes were given to the Kaihanim, the different Mishmaris, the different groups of Kaihanim, who would use these ashes to purify Klal Yisrael who were Tamei Meis. The second place was Har HaZeisim. They placed the ashes of Moshe's original Parah Aduma on Har HaZeisim, and they would take from those ashes and mix it into any new Parah Aduma that will be made. Because in order to make any new Parah, they would have to mix Moshe's ashes that were kept on Har HaZeisim. And the third place was in the Chil, which was an area immediately outside the walls of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and those ashes were placed there l'mishmores as a safekeeping. It was a gzeris hakosum that ashes must be kept in the Chil. And the Maskal of David says that all these areas are alluded to in this pasuk, because the pasuk says v'niach b'chus l'machane, you shall place the ashes outside the machane. That is referring to the ashes, Moshe's ashes that were placed in Har HaZeisim. Then the pasuk says l'mishmores, for a safekeeping. That is referring to the ashes in the Chil. L'mei nida, for water that is sprinkled, that is referring to the ashes that were given to the Kaihanim that were to be used when a person was Tamei Meis. And the pasuk continues that the person who gathered the ashes of the Parah will also be Tamei. As the pasuk says, V'chi beis ha'oisev esefer ha'parah es begodo, and the person that gathered the ashes of the Parah will be tovel his clothing. And although the pasuk does not say that he himself has to be tovel in the mikvah, Chizkuni says that this is obvious. If he has to be tovel his clothing, he definitely must immerse himself in the mikvah too. B'tami ad ha'orev, and he will be tami until the evening. V'hoysel of Bnei Yisrael v'lager ha'gar b'sechom l'chukas olam, and this will be for the Bnei Yisrael and for a ger that will live among them as an everlasting decree. And after the pasuk has told us how to make the parah aduma, now the Torah tells us who exactly needs to be purified with these ashes. Hanogea b'meis, one who touches a corpse, l'chol nefesh adam, for every soul of a man, v'tamei shivas yomim, he will be tamei for 7 days. And once the pasuk says b'meis, one who touches a corpse, what is it adding by saying l'chol nefesh adam? The Sefri says that it is coming to include a nephil, a child born prematurely who died. Although this child might have been underdeveloped and not a completed human being, still, the corpse of this nephil will be metame just like any other corpse. And that's why the pasuk says l'chol nefesh adam, to include a nephil. Hu yischata boy b'yom ha'shlishi, he will purify himself with these ashes on the 3rd day, u'bayom ha'shvi, and on the 7th day, then yitar, he will be tar. However, if the person does not purify himself with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on the 3rd and 7th day, lo yitar, he will not become tar. Anybody who touches a corpse, the soul of a person who will die, and he will not purify himself with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and he will enter the Mishkan. As Mishkan Hashem Timei, he will be metame the Mishkan, v'nichvaso hanefesh ha'im Yisrael, and this person will receive karas. Kimei nida loizorak olav, because the waters of sprinkling were not sprinkled upon him. Tamei yiyeh, he will become tamei. Oitu masayvoi, his tumah is still in him. Although he might have gone to a mikvah and immersed himself in a mikvah, still, since he did not sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma upon him on the 3rd and 7th day, he is Tameh, and if he enters the Mishkan, he is Chayiv Karis. And Rashi is bothered. Once the Pasuk says, Kol Hanegeh B'meis, anybody who touches a corpse, what is the Pasuk adding by saying, B'nefesh Ha'odom HaShayomos? And Rashi tells us two pshatim. The first pshat is that Nefesh Ha'odom HaShayomos is explaining the word B'meis. What type of meis makes a person tummy for 7 days? And he needs the purification of the Parah Aduma. That is only Nefesh Ha'odom HaShayomos, if he touches a corpse of a human. However, if he touches a dead animal, he is not tummy for 7 days and does not need the purification of the Parah Aduma. Rashi's second shot is, B'nefesh Ha'odom HaShayomos is coming to tell us that not only if he touches a dead body is he tummy meis, but even if he touches a revius dam, a revius of blood of the corpse, he is still Tamei Meis, and he is Tamei 7 days and needs the purification of the Parah Aduma. Up to this point, the Pasuk was telling us the Tumah of Maga. If a person touches the dead body, he becomes Tamei. Now the Pasuk will tell us a new type of Tumah, the Tumah of Oyel. If a person enters a tent in which the dead body is there, he becomes Tamei without touching the dead body. This is called Tumas Oyel. Zoysa Torah, this is the law, Adam Kiyomis Ba'oel, of a person who will die in a tent. Kol habo elohoyel. Anybody who enters the tent while the dead body is there. V'chol asher bo'el. And anything that's in the tent at the time the dead body is there. Yitmo shivas yomim will be tamei for 7 days as if he touched the corpse. And this halacha is true by a metal kli. Since the metal kli was inside the oil with the corpse, and a metal kli becomes tamei from its outer surface, therefore this metal vessel became tamei. However, a kli cheres only becomes tamei from its inner surface, and therefore the pasuk tells us that it will only become tamei in the oil if there is no lid on top of the kli. However, if there is a lid on top of the kli cheres, it will not become tamei because the tumah cannot reach its inner surface. V'chol kli fasuach. And any kli cheres that was opened, asher ain't summit posel olav, in which its lid is not attached to it, tamehu, then the kli cheres will become tamei in the oil. However, if it has a lid on top of it, the tumah cannot reach its inner surface, and it will not become tamei. V'chol asher yiga al pnei asodeh, and anyone who touches a body in the open field, b'chalal cherev, whether he touches a body slain by a sword, or by mace, or a body that died in another way, or be'etzem odom, or he touches the bone of a person, or the cover or a grave, yitma shivas yomim, he will become tamei for 7 days. And the simple meaning of the pasuk is that earlier in pasuk Yudalad it was talking about tumas oil, where the person did not touch the dead body, but rather he became tamei through him being in the same oil as the dead body. However, over here the pasuk is talking about al pnei hasadeh, in the open field where there is no oil. Over here, he must touch the dead body in order to become tamei. And the Mefarshim ask the obvious question, why do we need this pasuk to tell us the din of Maga? We already learned the din of Maga in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it says beferish, hanageya b'meis l'chol nefesh odom. If one touches the dead body, he becomes tamei. Why do I need Pasuk Tezayin to teach us the din of Maga once again? And because of this question, the Gemara in Nozir Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis uses this pasuk for other drushes. For example, in Pasuk Yud Dalad, we learned the din of Oihel, where a person who is under the same tent as the corpse becomes tamei. This pasuk is coming to teach us a new type of Oihel, that the person himself can become an Oihel over the dead body. If he is standing over the dead body, he himself is an Oihel over the dead body and becomes tamei. Ayin Sham in the Gemara in Nozir Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. But what is still difficult in the pasuk, once the pasuk says V'chol Asher Yiga Al Pnei Hasodeh, anyone who touches on the open field, the mace, a dead body, why does it have to say b'chalal cherev? Why is it necessary to specify one who was slain by a sword? Ramban answers that we can say according to the Pshuta Shel Mikro that the reason why we have to say chalal cherev is because if the Torah would not say this pasuk, I might think that one that was killed by a sword would not be metame. Because we find by an animal that if one shechs a kosher animal, he kills it with a sword, then this animal is not tame. However, if the same animal dies by itself without shechita, it's an avela and it is tamei. So we see that an animal that dies by a sword is not tamei. So you might think, similarly we would say by Adam, that a person that was killed by a sword would not become tamei, and somebody who touches this person would not be tamei meis. Therefore the pasuk has to say, chalal cherev, that if one touches a person slain by a sword, he too becomes tamei. However, the Gemara in Nozir Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis tells us a different drasha learned out from the words Chalal Cherev, and that is Cherev Harehu Kachalal. Just like one who touches the dead body is tamei for 7 days and needs the purification of the Efer Paraduma, so too one who touches the sword or a metal that touched the dead body, he too is tamei as if he touched the dead body. Cherev, the sword, Harehu Kachalal, is as if he touched the corpse. And the pasuk continues, "V'lokachu la'tomei," and they will take for the tomei me'afar sreifas achatos, from the ashes of the burnt para aduma, of the burnt purification animal, v'nosan olav mayim chayim el keli, and he will place on the ashes spring water inside a vessel. And although afar is usually used as the word to describe ashes, and over here it says afar, which usually means dust, beis hillel in Mesechta Chulin Daf Peches Amud Beis learns from this pasuk that afar can also mean ashes. Another thing we must understand is that the pasuk seems to contradict itself. It says Mayim Chayim El Keli, that the spring water is placed into a vessel, which is mashma that they place the spring water in the vessel and then place the ashes in the water. However, the pasuk before that says V'nosan Olav Mayim Chayim, that he will place on the ashes the spring water. which is mashma, that he places the ashes in the vessel and then pours the spring water on the ashes. Which way is it? Therefore, the Gemara in Sota Daf Tezayin Amud Beis explains that they are both true. First, he places Mayim Chayim El Keli. He places the spring water into the vessel. And afterwards, he places the ashes into the water. However, in order to be Mekayim the Pasuk, the Nosan Olav Mayim Chayim, he then mixes the water with the ashes. This way, he is actually placing the water on top of the ashes while it's in the Kli. To be Mekayim the Pasuk, the Nosan Olav Mayim Chayim, he will place on the ashes the Mayim Chayim. And by mixing it, he is placing the Mayim Chayim on the ashes. The Rashi is from the beginning of the Parsha until Sheni, will be read inside after Sheni.